Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Well, good evening, everyone. So far, so good. Dave is on vacation, a much-deserved vacation with the family. They are down in the Gatlinburg, Tennessee area having a ball. Holly, I see Holly's joined in, so I guess this is working. Jerry, nice to meet you. He gave me instructions and all that, so far so good. Everything seems to be working. So tonight's our one-hour format, so you get to be bored by me for the hour tonight. Nice seeing y'all. So keep our fingers crossed. If we get some issues with it from a technical basis, I don't have the ability to write to ship like Dave. But so far, so good. John, nice to have you in. Stephanie, Theo, we're well. Got some interesting things to discuss tonight. Some upcoming events and all that stuff. So hope everybody in the paranormal community is doing well. We just really wish things would start opening up as far as with the pandemic and all that. It seems that we're still sort of locked in a low ebb. I just am afraid this year is going to be sort of minimal. I know we haven't been doing many live feeds lately, and there's a couple reasons for that. One is we're hearing from other groups and that basically if you do live feeds and all that without the masks and all that, you can get a lot of blowback and things like that. And honestly, If I'm in a house working, you know, doing an investigation for a number of hours, next thing you know, I'm concentrating on the mask. I'm not concentrating on spirit. So we've been working with limited groups. We're not doing anything crazy. We're not packing in places. But we've been working with limited groups, 4, 5, 6 people that we're very confident of who we're with. In that sense, we're not doing live feeds because we don't want a lot of blowback. Hopefully, as things start to improve, we can alter that to some extent. I did want to talk about that. We had last Friday, we really had a fascinating experience. You know, I've been at this for quite a few years, and it was really a neat experience. My sister, who lives in the Shepherdstown area and has a house with a lot of activity, they had been over to the Lookout House before it had sort of been in a lockdown. And they had, her and her husband had been able to experience a really neat table tipping session. And so I really left an impression on her particular husband's mind. He said he hadn't seen anything like that. So they went out and they wound up purchasing a small table of their own, very similar to the tables we use at the Lookout House, except maybe a little smaller, maybe an inch shorter. So we had myself and my sister and her husband, we had tried getting the table to do things for us while at her house, unsuccessfully. We had pretty much just got the table to vibrate a little bit, but nothing really much, and that was very little bit. So I had suggested when things opened up that we might try taking their table over to the Lookout House and seeing if we could get a response, particularly because we knew the spirits at the Lookout House had sort of been trained or knew how to do these table tipping. So anyhow, last Friday was that day. So they came over, and it was, and I also took my sister-in-law with me. So we got there. Now, it had been over 30 days, 30-plus days, with no real investigation, nothing going on at the house. I had heard a lot of things from both Steve and Pam, some interesting sightings they had had at the house, doors being jiggled, open, closed, all this. So it, from the get-go, it looked like Spirit was pretty interested in reconnecting with us. So anyhow, so we tried with my sister's table. We tried a session to no avail. We got absolutely nothing, maybe 30 minutes, 35, 40 minutes, nothing. So then we swung over to Steve's table, which we'd had success in the past. And there again, like 30 minutes, we were pretty wore out and really nothing. And at that point, you know, we were a little discouraged. So, hi, Mike. Hi, Eric. Colette, always good to see you, hon. Linda. So, Becky. So, anyhow, we said, well, let's take a break. We took a break. We sat in there. We talked about all kind of things and what events had been going on, just lighthearted fare. And probably killed about 40, 45 minutes. And by then it was about 10:30. And we said, well, let's see what we can get going. So we started out with Steve's table. And right away you could tell things were different. There was a coolness in the room. We felt that static electricity around our hands. And then oftentimes you'll feel like cobwebs. You walked into a cobweb. So you feel that around your face. We were getting all of that. So we were down there working with Steve's table for 5, 6, 7 minutes, and it started to move. It was very subtle at first, but it was moving. And then, as we asked questions about the house, Spirit, that's what I wanted to talk about that night, about the house, and it started to move. And in some cases, the movement was substantial. I mean, almost like pushing you back. So that was pretty cool. We were really elated that the table was going. It was, again, talking about significant things about the house. And so then Steve said, well, let's insert my sister's table and see if we can get anything going. So we did, and immediately this table just went nuts. And I don't know if you've heard Steve talk about this before. When Bobby from Lilydale came down, she said oftentimes the spirit associated with the table will have a name. And it doesn't matter. Some don't, but oftentimes it have a name. And so that way you can sort of address the table by its name, the spirit that's associated with it. So early on, before we'd even tried the table, we'd run a short Phasma Box session, and the name Emma came out. And Steve had remembered that name. And it wasn't in sort of concert with anything else. It was like all by itself. So anyhow, we're starting, and this table's starting to respond immediately. And finally, Steve comes out and basically says, you know, is there a name associated with your table? And it verifies. And then Steve comes out and says, is by any chance your name's Emma? What damn near tips over in my lap? It very immediate response. So we said, oh, it's Emma. So then Steve went out and got a pad, and he said, well, let's try an experiment. Can we get your last name? And so he was going to read through the letters and write down the letters that the table responded to. So right off the bat, we said the letter A, and it responded. So by now, it's actually, there's four of us at the table, Steve, myself, my sister, and her husband, and it's actually putting ideas and answers into our minds so that as one of us is asking a question, someone else is sort of even getting the answer in their mind. So right off the bat, Bob, who's the current owner of the table, he says, is your name Abbott? Well, it responded right away. So it's Emma Abbott. And as the night proceeds, Emma goes on to explain that Abbott was her maiden name. Steve, by then, had the name Jones in his head. And as it turned out, I got the idea. I said, well, Jones is probably your married name. And so, where is Emma? Is Emma Jones your married him? Yes. And Pam is over there, and she looks up on her cell phone, and sure enough, she finds an Emma Jones buried in Shepherdstown. And then the table had earlier identified that it was from the Shepherdstown area. Well, by now, that table is acting so thing, I'm not even touching it. I've got two of my pinkies barely making contact with the table. It's like tipping over in my lap. So very, very active. So meanwhile, she goes on to Emma the table, goes on to delineate her father, brothers, and sisters. We're able to define the time period she lived in, and a whole host of things. We've taken notes. And so earlier, I had purchased, and I have to thank Linda Dix on this one. While Linda Dix and her group was down in Gettysburg over the 4th of July, they were at the Haunted Trails, our friend Terry Thomas. And while there, I think it was her husband, had done an experiment in the woods where they had a reproduction set of cards from the 1863 period, Gettysburg. And they were playing cards, and on the Phasma box, Spirit was identifying the cards as they picked up. So anyhow, it wound up being Steve Wood. Now, Steve is away from the table, and I think at that point my sister-in-law was there. He is literally taking out a card. These old cards don't have the numbers on the card. And he's placing a card face up on the table and asking the table to respond when he announces the proper card. The rest of us at the table, now Steve is standing, he's not at the table. We don't even have our eyes open, so we don't even know what the card is. Our hand, you know, again, by now I am barely touching it with the two tips of my little fingers. And Steve would go through and announce a card. He randomed it. So sometimes it might be the second card choice that he put. Sometimes the fifth, sixth, the first. Table hit 12 of 12. It properly identified the card. And our eyes are closed, and all we're seeing is feeling the reaction of the table. So that was pretty nigh amazing. It then went on to actually identify the names of the other two tables in the parlor that we've used before. And then it guided the whole thing of ownership, and it would hug the new owner. The table would slide over to the new owner, Bob, and he could hug the table. It would not reciprocate with Steve. And then Emma's basically saying that Deborah, who turns out that's the name of Steve's table, was jealous. And so Emma could not show affection to Steve because his table would get a little goofy. So anyhow, needless to say, we went for 2 hours. I have no explanation for what we witnessed, but I know in all my years, that was very amazing. The table did say it would operate for its new owners in their house and actually operate with just Bob there. And we just left before I come on tonight. We had dinner with Jenny and Bob, and actually Steve and Pam were with us. We went up to an antique place in the Charlestown area. We got another table, which we'll be trying. Maybe we got a male table. So maybe with the female tables in the room, the male table can reciprocate and we can start producing tables. But anyhow, so we picked up a new table to try there. And the antique place we were at is haunted. It's got some pet ghosts and everything else in it. People were very nice. But anyhow, my sister has not had any success getting the table to operate for just the two of them this weekend. So, and sometimes there is a critical mass. The table did tell us there's a specific time where the tipping or the action is more appropriate. So, and Steve has stated before that he noticed in the winter, when it gets dark earlier, it seems that an earlier time period can get these tables to operate. In the summer, when it's lighter, longer, it sort of pushes everything back a couple hours. But anyhow, I've got my sister some of the reproduction cards to utilize, and we intend to do some more. The table also told us it could not identify the cards if they were face down. We're going to attempt at some point in the future an experiment with the cards where we'll have the Phasma box on, which we normally don't do with the table, and see if the Phasma box might be able to identify the cards and stuff. But it was pretty amazing. Emma was a very strong spirit. We, of course, invited her back. And my brother-in-law said whenever he comes to the lookout house, I guess he's going to have to bring the table along to visit. So we were making a joke about my brother-in-law, Bob, driving Miss Emma, where a man drives around in his car with a table in the back seat. So you never know where this paranormal takes you. Let's see, Eric, I've always wanted to experience something paranormal, but I never have even tried to go to places where I could experience. Obviously, Eric, in these situations, it is important. I mean, the lookout house is, as anybody who's experienced it before, it's a very high intelligence there. We feel reasonably assured when we do that of the type of energies we're going to get into contact with, and we're really not that concerned. Evidently, Dave's joining in from Tennessee, so he says hi to everyone, and he's left me with good instructions as we're working. And thank you, Dave, for that. We have a new person, Denise Lindsay from Northeast Ohio. Hello, Denise. It was really a remarkable night, and we have, we've done several experiments at the lookout house. We've used number two pencils before to engage spirit and get yes and no answers. We've used music and a large green ball to engage the spirit with the use of the Phasma box and get that to almost rotate and vibe and come off of a chair and a bench. So pretty neat. But it really is an amazing experience. People, there was a brand new nut. My sister-in-law had never done any of this before last Friday herself. She watches the show. She always, you know, says she wishes she could partake of something. Well, she got an amazing night. I've been at this many, many years, and really a neat experiment. So we try to keep coming up with new things. If I can get the thing to play today, I think I have one EVP from last night, from last week as well. Another thing I'm going to mention is, and a number of people have expressed interest in this, is the Gettysburg Ghost Exchange now has is actually getting more of a supply. They have a knockoff version of the music box, the popular music box that I know Linda's used, I've used, Jerry's been with me. It seems to be very effective with children, seem to like it. Linda got, there's a spirit over at the Trails named Jackson that's so intrigued with it, it wore out Linda Dixon's wheel. They have a little rubber wheel that drives the gearing on the original unit, and hers literally wore through. The knockoff unit is considerably less than the original, and for all practical purposes, I think it works just as well. It's very well built. It is all gears, so you don't have the little wheel that could wear out. It's all metal gear driven. It's driven by a single 9-volt battery, and that battery's easily in, easily out. So it's a pretty neat piece of equipment. In addition, I'm told that it has a range of about 16 feet of sensitivity going out. Whatever he's using to drive the unit, it can even go through like a thin wall to pick up on the other side. and it has a wider range. So it's pretty neat. I think I'm going to be getting one as an adjunct to our original music box, and that way I'll be able to do a side-by-side comparison and let you guys know. But in some of the early tests that Steve's done, it's been very good. He's actually getting a supply from the builder, so that there's been a lot of requests where people would like to come to the Gettysburg Ghost Exchange and actually be able to pick up the box and go home with it. So he's got a supply in. I think he's getting more. And they come different colors, from bright red and purple to more sedate browns and blacks. So anyhow, it really looks like a nice piece of equipment and looks well-built. And it looks like it has a good sensitivity to it. When I'm able to do a side-by-side test, I'll certainly let everyone know how that works out. So they are available as I speak at the Gettysburg Ghost Exchange, and they do handle mail-out orders and that too. But I know a number of people had expressed interest in being able to go to the store and actually get that. And they will be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. And on Saturday and Sundays, they stay open till 8 o'clock, later times, because Gettysburg's been doing pretty good. They've been having quite a few people coming out on the number of ghost tours. And so they've had a lot of late evening business with people from the ghost tours wanting to buy equipment and whatnot. I was in the store this past Sunday and met, I don't have their name down there, but it was a really neat group from Southern Illinois. And we talked about a number of sites in that area and items. And they were very, very nice. Gave us some really sort of cool places to check out. The store's open. By the way, if anybody has, somebody retired or they got some time on their hands, not that most people do, but they're hurting for tour guides at the ghost tours. I know our friend Kyla operates the tours out of Mark Nesbitt's store, and our friend Nikki operates, sort of oversees the tours out of the Farnsworth house. So, hell, I might even, if I can get me a little wheelchair to get around, like a motorized wheelchair or something, I might even go over there sometimes and do a couple of tales. My God, I've been doing Gettysburg for over 30 years and had so many neat experiences. Okay, Eric says, I've even used ghost hunting equipment before and never had any kind of activity or response. Well, now, I will tell you there, and I hope, Eric, you're not in that group. There are people, and certainly anybody watching the show, if you want to chime in on this, I'd certainly appreciate any of your responses. There are people that are sort of like roadkill. In other words, they come in the room and spirit leaves. I know up at the Bel Air house, our good friend Kristen, who owns the place and stuff, she had a relative who, boy, when he came in the room, it was lights out. Spirit was leaving. Couldn't get out fast enough. And I know Mike knows who I'm talking about. I don't want to hurt anybody's feeling. And it's nothing to do with the person. It's just, for some reason, spirit's non-connective. I'm not saying you have to be an absolute believer in spirit, and I'm not saying that it doesn't pay to be a skeptic. But I guess if you're completely set on that spirit doesn't exist or this stuff is not going to happen, that could be an institute, because it takes a lot of energy for spirit to connect with us. And we've experienced enough where we sort of know that if you don't believe that spirit even exists, a lot of times it's not going to even waste time with you. Mike Simpson was with us when we were over at the James Thurber house in Ohio. And we were in not the author's original home, but they had a learning center next to it. And so we had divided up. There was a team in his home, and we were in the learning center, our team. Mike was with us. Lola Carter was with us. And Dave, and I believe Haley, our sensitive, was with us. And we're into children thick and heavy. They're coming down the stairs. We're playing games, ring around the rosies, singing. They're all over the Phasma box. And they kept us engaged for a solid 2 hours. When that time ended, we switched, and so we went over to the James Thurber House, and that group came over to the training center. So at the end of the next period, we sort of got together, compared notes. Well, we were interested to see, of course, how the other group had fared. When we left, the children were still clamoring around. Well, as it turned out, they had crickets. They had nothing for that whole period. And in further examining and talking to the people involved, I guess there was a member of their team that basically believed, and everybody's entitled to their belief. I don't have any hardcore evidence to say he's not right or wrong, but they believed that children's spirits were demonic. And so they really never tried to engage or get involved with children's spirits. And so if you go in with that kind of preconceived notion, it's not unusual that the spirits of the children wouldn't really engage those people. Because why should I bust my ass trying to, whatever, communicate with you when you believe I'm a demon? So that was really fascinating. We then later, after we did the Thurber House and we got some nice activity, we then later returned to that center with that individual, just that individual, and we got absolutely nothing. So while we had had all this activity with the children earlier, when we returned with that one individual, we got nothing. So, Eric, hopefully you're not in that realm. Just have an open mind. Spirit, if you have an open mind, spirit will manifest itself to you. I think most of us are in a state where we can be receptive. One thing that might help you is if you talk to somebody involved with metaphysical aspects, they may be able to suggest a crystal or a mineral that you might be able to wear. I know I wear a number when I'm engaged with investigations that really help open your mind to that other realm, other world. There's even a way that you can open your third eye or your psychic eye. It's called a cathedral stone. It takes 1 second, and it does work. So you might talk to somebody involved with a paranormal group that's involved with the metaphysical, and they can basically do that for you. Next week, our guest on the two-hour program is going to be a friend of Haley's and is a specialist in the metaphysical. So stay tuned. We'll talk about that and opening up the third eye and have some crystals and minerals that we suggest might be of assistance in that. I know it wasn't until I started wearing and using Moldavite that I started, on occasion, I can see the people, the deceased people. I've had they come into my mind or I can see them. I'm not right as rain. I don't have the gift that so many very special people do have, psychic mediums, so I'm nowhere near there. But I have been blessed to be able to see the spirit, certainly sense the spirit, be able to determine the nature of spirit. And I value a lot of that and attribute that to the use of crystals and minerals. Can a person repel spirits? By all means, Eric, they certainly can. And like I said, some of that might be makeup, but a lot of that might indeed be opening that up, that third eye, or doing things that sort of expand the mind along those avenues. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. I hope you all close in there. Thoughts on that one. Yeah. Let's see. Now, it was for a number of the comments I'm reading here, The table tipping's been amazing. We actually plan on having upcoming probably once or twice a year at the Lookout House, just a special evening involved with just the table tipping. Again, we've been shut out before. It generally responds very well with me. I'm really blessed with that. Steve actually, one time we were engaged with the table tipping, and Steve actually standing, he wasn't sitting there, he actually had his hand over the middle of the table, employing the table to actually lift itself to his hand. And we had the entire table lift off of the ground. It wasn't even tipping on any of its legs. It lifted up maybe an inch and a half, and got very close to his hand. According to Bobby from Lilydale, she's actually even had the table in her house turn upside down while they're doing the tipping. So I don't know if there's any restrictions to what it might do. We call it dancing, where it literally just takes you all around the room. Just it'll run you into a wall. And it's very polite. I know this sounds so bizarre, but I, of course, am hobbled with some bad knees. And oftentimes when it's wanting to go dancing, it'll literally wait for me to be able to stand up, sort of push away from the table, and then off she goes. So I don't have explanations for this. And also, they had to cancel it with the COVID things, but Bobby will be coming down from Lilydale. Originally, it was scheduled sometime in the fall, but stay tuned because she will be coming back to the Lookout House and doing some further enlightenment and training and stuff like that. She's a delightful lady with years of experience and just so skilled and excellent around spirit. So that's some of the things coming up. Let's see some of the other comments here. Okay, Jerry Swope talking about the music box. I watched his video today, Jim. It's true, the beam does go through a thin wall. So Jerry's conveying that. And I know Jerry is going over tomorrow to get his copy of that music box. So it's there waiting for you, Jerry. Our friend Linda Bird, always wonderful. The Bird family, we really missed them this year. They're just delightful people with just so much great experience. Okay, so Holly's in constant contact with a number of our friends, and one of them's Jerry, and evidently she's had a bad dream. Holly is very sensitive to these things, and we've still, unfortunately, not been able to get Holly to the Lookout House. It seems that every time Holly's scheduled to get there, either she's gotten ill, or somebody at the house has gotten ill, or something's intervened. So we've still yet to be able to get Holly to the house, but we will remedy that. We'll remedy that soon, hopefully. We do plan on seeing Holly in September, if not earlier. Just reading some of the comments here. Okay, Colette says, how do you pick the crystal? I will tell you, if you have the advantage of having a shop or a store near you, it's always best to actually be able to go and hold this crystal in your hand and see if it resonates, if it more or less speaks with you. I know when I was introduced, one of the crystals, minerals I use for re-energizing myself, and actually is a healing mechanism, is a crystal called Super 7, and it's only found in a small range of mountains in Brazil. And I get it, my source has been from a dealer down in the Daytona Beach area. But when you hold it, I mean, you can feel it either resonate or start to warm up in your hand. Cheryl says the crystal picks you, and that's often very true. Sometimes you might get the same type of crystal, but again, like maybe if you have two or three different examples of each, I hold them and see if they resonate with me. Generally, you want to work with your minor hand, your non-dominant hand, when you're holding a crystal, to see how it sort of resonates or works with you. And then everybody has their own little techniques or this or that, which is one thing we're going to discuss next week. Linda says she lets the crystal pick her. I'll see what crystal is pulling me toward it and pick that one. Jim, yes, I did, Linda. I did hold my Moki balls, and thank you so much. And I owe you, like I said, I'm actually looking to get you a nice crystal mineral example of something for you, and I'm going to mail it out to your dear husband's shelves. I appreciate it so much, and I owe you not only a thank you card, but like I said, I'm going to get you a nice example of a mineral. I just haven't been to my usual sources lately, so I've been a little limited there, but thank you so much for that. And again, there's a number of crystals that you can use for protection. There again, you use the one that works best for you, and again, if the crystal's not picking you out, you can pick the crystal. And sometimes they just nothing. I've purchased them without being able to hold them before. Sometimes you use crystals with other crystals to increase or magnify their power. And I've done that before and really come up bupkis and wound up giving that to Haley or somebody else and works great for them. And it's just that's it. I mean, that's in the nature of the crystals. Okay. Let's see. Holly too, Colette. Let the crystals draw me. If it says buy me, I buy it. I wish I could always. Now, some of them are just so gorgeous. I just got to have it for my cabinet. My dear friend Marie from Florida is joining in. Always a pleasure, Marie. And, man, you would have loved it last Friday. We at the Lookout House. It was really one for the books. Very fond memories of that night. Simon and Jim, how are you, as always, tuning in from Bonnie, Scotland? So where's Dave? Dave is on vacation in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, having a ball. The girls yesterday were up on zip lines up in the mountains. The oldest one that's not her thing. She's more strictly female and just into the more elegant things. So she spent a couple hours in the lobby. The middle granddaughter is all in adventure, so she had the time of her life. And the youngest one was daring enough to try it, and she enjoyed it. So, yeah, Dave will be back next week. I think they get back up here late Sunday or Monday. So I am being able to operate this today, thanks to Dave. And Linda, I know, you guys are wonderful. I think the world of you. And I'm just waiting to get you something really nice that I know you'll enjoy. You're a wonderful family, and we really did miss not being able to see you and talk to you guys this year. And hopefully next year we put this dreadful COVID and all this crap behind us, and we'll see where we go. Thank you, Holly. Good, a really neat couple in the paranormal community. Anthony and Dina Holmes. She was in surgery today. She's been dealing with a disease that she has, and it's had her in the intensive care unit for quite some time now. And they've had to do a number of procedures, and Anthony has been asking prayers on behalf of his wife. So certainly if you're the spiritual mind and all that, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't ask that you keep Anthony and Dina Holmes in your prayers. I did not hear how the surgery, supposedly she was going in for surgery today, so I didn't hear how that went, but certainly I know I've been keeping her in my evening prayers. I myself am really starting to come out of a hole. You know, this COVID's hit me pretty, I mean, I haven't been sick. I mean, I've really been blessed, and there's so many things that we don't have to worry about that so many people have had to and stuff, and so I am so blessed. But all that said and done, there's so many things that just, I really thought I was a stronger person than what I was. I've never really been depressed, and I sort of always, even when I lost my son to SIDS years ago, it rocked me, and I was, I was months, if not the better part of a year, getting back on track. Never made any wrong moves or that, and I was always very receptive of my wife and her needs and stuff. So we helped each other through that, and I had a couple greyhounds we adopted that also helped. But this just beat me up, the COVID. There was times when I just, so many things that I've always had interest in and driven or goals just wasn't there. And it was so difficult for me to get back on track and read. And luckily, there's been a project I'm working on. Hopefully in the next month or so, we'll be able to disclose that. But that's really sort of helped me start to climb out of the hole. And I felt a lot more positive. Spirit's always been great and helps out so much. And but it's been tough on me. I talked to my bishop the other day. And like I said, I sometimes almost feel bad on myself because, like I said, so many people really have real problems and all with this. But it's been rough. I just, again, not friends, you know, not having the bash, the Bird family, all that stuff sort of blown out. Holly and I, we were going to do Kane 3 this year, and that project, that got knocked out. So we're looking at Kane 3 probably in this upcoming year. And boy, Holly is putting together one great team. I mean, we've got a number of people that you've heard of, you followed, and so she's really putting a first-class team together for Kane 3, so I think it'll be worth the wait. And I do thank everyone for their prayers on behalf of everyone. Simon Smith says, Jim, I felt the same and knocked me for six to begin with. The overwhelming claustrophobia. Yeah. And like I said before, I really think I had a premonition of this coming on last year, definitely in October and even in November. I started having kind of feelings I'd never had before, just absolute dread. I sort of personalized it, and I thought maybe something was going on, that I was being pulled away from the Lord. And so prayer was the thing that sort of brought me back into that, but it was a feeling of hopelessness, and I didn't have a face on it. And I really think in retrospect, I was probably picking up on some of the angst and all that was coming the way. I mean, people have lost so many loved ones. The numbers on all this is staggering. And again, I'm not getting into any politics. Dave makes me not, but so much we really don't know. I think a lot of us have lost a lot of faith in a lot of the pillars that have always given us support and strength. But we've always, luckily, I think we've all been able to support one another with both love and interest and real concern. It's a really great community. I mean, I feel so privileged to be involved in this and being able to meet the fine people I have. I got about 15 minutes, so what I'm going to try to do, if this will work, let me try this. I'm going to try to plug in this memory stick and see if it what it kicks up. I heard it kick on. Oh, there it is. Okay, so I'm going to try a couple of these. Okay, this is one from the Lookout House last week. We'll see how it came out with the table. Let me see if this plays.
Good evening, spirit. Content. There's a new table there in the room. You see that small table with the little ball that was some tape? Would you be willing to assist us tonight?
I played a couple interesting things in there. I think it called me an idiot there toward the end. I'll play that one more time.
Good evening, spirit.
Content.
Popcorn. 6 months. Yeah, we had offered it popcorn, which it knocked down the popcorn, and we all asked if it wanted more, and it basically said on the break. So yeah, that was Dave. And then what's this? Oh, and this was also with the Twin Cities.
Virus. So
Anyhow, I guess we're getting into the closing time. I do want to thank everybody for coming on tonight. I want to thank Dave again for having me operate this. It looks like we got through without any major snafus. Thanks, everybody, for putting up with just me. Dave will be back next week, and our guest will be, I'm going to post it on our site. I posted it up today, but we're going to basically be talking the metaphysics with crystals and minerals and protections and energies and open eyes and all that kind of stuff. So if that's of interest to you, please tune in. And then in September, we have a couple brand new guests, authors to the program, who come in with amazing credentials. So we've got some good guests coming up, and I'm already working at setting up October's schedule. End of this month, I'm going to be with Linda Dix and her group, and I think Jerry Swope, and we're going to be doing the Halderman. And I think Rob and Nikki had talked to Dave about doing something with them maybe next weekend. So we might actually have a couple live feeds coming up here this month. So I wish everyone to be able to stay well. Like I said, this has been rough on all of us. We don't know really what to believe sometimes. We hear all kind of stuff, and I think while some of it's true, a lot of it isn't. And we really, I guess most of us are flying on the seat of our pants for some reason. Hopefully we've kept up a spiritual base, and these things too will pass. Been a lot of good people we've lost in this period, and I just it's my hope and prayers every day that the Lord keeps us safe. I know here we have not been dealt with too harshly in Franklin County, Pennsylvania, and now I think most of the weeks we might have one or two cases at tops. I talked to my bishop the other day. I don't think anybody in our ward, we haven't lost anybody or had anybody actually get the COVID. So that's been a real blessing. See, Simon, me too. I don't buy the COVID colors. I don't know. There's just so much stuff that doesn't seem to pass the smell test. Thanks again to Holly and Colette, Linda, Brandy, Simon, Linda Dix, I mean, just so many great people there. Linda, I'm really glad to have met her. She was over at they did a small session at the Thaddeus Stevens house. It was weird. I don't know if anybody remembers talking about that, but they didn't. It wasn't about the history in Gettysburg. They wanted to talk a lot about the social aspects of what's going on in the country. I know we had the name George came up a bunch of times. So listen, everyone, stay safe. Thanks so much for tuning in. Love you all. And thank you so much for supporting Dave and I in this. And hope to bring you some new stuff. I'm actually getting in to the tapes and doing some work, and I'll be posting them on our site. So good night, everybody, and take care and stay well.